It's a hard one to explain because at the same time is you're disappointed though with the result and conceding the goal, but you can't take away from the fact that the boys absolutely put in a performance to get into that position. So that's a tough one to say. But the thing that I always get a read off is the players are going into that changing room disappointed that they got the draw, which is for me as a coach and the coaches in there is like, we can build from that. If they can take that work rate and attitude in the season, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, because that's a good home farm team. They played some good football, especially in the early stages of the first half.
That's it. Like, there's no team coming out of Dublin is going to be easy. It's not. And then sometimes is you have to respect a team like home farm. You do have to be aware of what they can do, especially on the ball and stuff. But at the same time, too, with the lads, and they didn't. I don't think they showed it. There's maybe at the start was just the nerves and stuff, but you can't fear any team because you have to back yourself and stuff, too. Even a club, when Bunny, you up in here, we have our strengths. And I think today showed that, no, we can cause disruption against the top teams coming out of Dublin and stuff. And it's something that we can take away going, no, I'll tell you what, we're here at this level and we're going to give it a good go.
Yeah, and yeah. You showed that, especially after falling behind to that penalty at right at the start of the second half. You got the goals from Rainey and then from Brennan. And you were playing the better football at that stage. Probably could have had a third.
That's it. It's football, especially at this level, it's all about big moments, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because even if young Shane had scored the third goal, it makes it a wee bit easier because I think mentally for the players, it takes a wee bit of pressure. They have that two-goal cushion and stuff, where the one goal, they sort of, the tiredness does creep in and stuff, so it just shows you. But saying that, for them to get into the position where they were a goal down from the penalty, and I even said to them in there, is like, it's your response and your reaction. It wasn't sit back and, oh, we're in trouble here. It was on the front foot, and we actually asked the home farm questions then. And then, look, I can't fault the players.
Yeah, well, listen, 2-2 in the end. I suppose the result is one thing. The whole occasion, though, Declan, it was such a big day for Bunnagee United and for you as manager of this group of players. And everything on that front went well. It really was a great occasion.
That's it. But because you're conscious of, the amount of work that goes in for a day like this, knowing the volunteers coming and setting up and stuff. And then you're the players out there. You're putting a team out in the pitch and you're trying to put the best team out in the pitch to get the best performance. They challenge a team like home farm coming up. And especially with the crowd and stuff, you want the buy-in from the crowd and you want them to continue to go. So it's the pressure straight away to sort of get that performance and try to get a result to keep everyone on board and then continue on. So I'm not going to lie, you had a bit of nerves this morning, but at the same time it was excitement. But I think it was nerves in the players too, because we care about. It's not just coming here to sort of just be a name of Bunnagee. We're coming here to compete, and that's the main thing.